If television characters truly reflected the way America looks, about 60% would be white, roughly 13% African-American, some 17% Latino, and so on. The Associated Press crunched the numbers. It looked at the ethnic diversity among TV casts on four big networks. It found that there has been progress toward diversity, but with some caveats. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans is here to talk it over with us. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
So what do the numbers in this report show?
Well, a lot of things. First of all, we know that the numbers for diversity are better than 1999. Now, that was the year that the big four TV networks advanced a slate of new shows for that TV season that didn't have a single person of color in any of the characters in any of the new shows. So things are better. But what we see from looking at these numbers is that white people are still overrepresented among characters on television, and black people are overrepresented in characters on television. So there's a sense that the underrepresentation is coming with Hispanic characters and with Asian characters. Hispanic characters in particular are severely underrepresented. They're 17% of the population right now, but they're at half or sometimes even one-third those levels when you look at the characters in the big four networks.
Is it clear why?
It's hard to say, although I think there's a sense that there's kind of a programming strategy at work here. When you look at Fox, for example, it's a network that has had to struggle with ratings, particularly among younger viewers. And so it makes sense that they would try to be more diverse because minority populations tend to be younger. So if you want to draw younger viewers and you're competing, maybe it makes sense to go where the other networks are not, right? I think one of the things that we're seeing is that, again, minority populations tend to be younger, so they're going to go to the movies more often. They're going to use social media more often. They're going to watch television more often. I think the industry also kind of takes them for granted. And with Latinos, what's interesting, or non-white Hispanics, I would say, is that that is a huge group. You're talking about everyone from Mexicans to Puerto Ricans to Guatemalans. And so they may watch a show like, say, the George Lopez show when it was on ABC and see, well, George Lopez is a Mexican. If I'm Cuban, do I identify with that person? If I'm Venezuelan, do I really feel a connection to that character? Whereas African Americans, if they see a show like Black-ish, they're going to more readily identify with the stars and the family in that show. I think that's been a challenge as well.
There's one actress I'm sure you're very familiar with, Gina Rodriguez, who's been catching a lot of attention lately. She's the star of CW's Jane the Virgin. Let's listen to a little bit of her acceptance speech at the Golden Globes. Earlier this month, she won for Best Actress in a Comedy.
This award is so much more than myself. It represents a culture that wants to see themselves as heroes. My father used to tell me to say every morning, today's going to be a great day, I can, and I will. Oh, Dad, today's a great day, I can, and I did.
Gina Rodriguez is a great example. I was there at the Golden Globes and saw her give that wonderfully emotional acceptance speech. I've interviewed her before. She turned down a role in Lifetime's series Devious Maids because she felt like it wasn't the kind of representation of Latinas that she wanted to be a part of bringing to television. And now she's won a Golden Globe and also a People's Choice Award for portraying a great Latina character who also is successful with audiences and has a successful, creatively successful TV show.
Okay. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans speaking with us about the uneven growth in ethnic diversity on television. Nice to talk to you, Eric.
Always a pleasure.